We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That was Andy Gresh, and he nailed it. I think it was the last time he was on with us talking about that bum, Freddie Kitchens. From Providence, Rhode Island, where he's on WPRO, 6 to 9 p.m. Andy, how are you, man? What's going on?
I'm good, gents. How are you? I did not pay to have that played. However, Bull, my question is Freddie Kitchens living in your basement now?
Why would he be in my basement?
Well, you defended him like he was your brother, so I figured that you'd lend him a flop house or something, whatever.
I did defend him. You're right. I did defend him. And what a bonehead job that was by me, you know?
You win some,
you lose some, Andy. What are you going to do?
Bull, you are 1,000,000% right, brother. 23 years in this,
yeah.
And we all remember the misses maybe more than the hits, but hopefully it is a new day with Kevin Stefanski there. And, hey, we're all looking – everything springs eternal right now,
right,
boys. Like, we're all in COVID hell, and everybody's miserable. And you know what? 5-11 football would be welcome at this point because it would be something other than us, you know, wondering which politician is going to say something stupid today.
Are we going to – yeah, right. And having the discussion, are we going to play? Are they going to play? Is the league going to be suspended?
Right.
Yeah, we're all losing our minds. I can't wait for baseball to be back. I'm annoyed that we're not playing next week because by this weekend we should have been playing. But it is what it is. And yeah, listen, you're right. The losses do stand. I thought Hugh Jackson was going to be good here too, for crying out loud.
Well, you and Albert Breer will die on that hill, apparently.
Well, no, I'm not dying on that hill. But I already died on that hill. Although, at least I didn't jump in the lake with him.
There you go. And look, you know, I mean, it's from afar, everybody looks at Cleveland and can kind of poke their fun and things like that. But if you get the right guy to walk in the door and actually make effective change and get some of those guys to focus a little bit, Lord knows there is a ton of talent there. I'm sure there are a lot of coaches who look at that situation and say, hey, man, if I had those guys, I'd be able to turn around and win X amount of games. They all think that way, but there really is talent there.
No doubt.
So what do you think about Stefanski as we go into another head coach here in Cleveland, Gresh?
Well, look, here's what's interesting to me is that they wanted to hire him the first time and they didn't. So was this the proverbial buyer's remorse where you didn't buy the guy the first time and you went with Fred Kitchens and we all know what happened? Like, was this the guy who really should have had the job from the very beginning? Or was this the guy that behind the scenes was the runner-up and the bridesmaid, and then it was, oh, the bride ran away, and, well, just take a step left, and here we go. I like him. I think he's a good offensive mind. I like his sort of way about him, and I know you guys understand the way I mean that in terms of the way he presents himself. He's pretty straightforward, things like that. You know, but is he just going to be another one of these dudes who's going to go in there and get swallowed by the situation because of the level of dysfunction behind the scenes? That's the one thing I can't predict. But in terms of a football coach and liking everything about Kevin Stefanski, there's a ton there to like.
Yeah, I mean, I think if, you know, it does seem like for the first time, at least since we've been doing this show, that everybody's kind of on the same page, front office and coaching staff, and he is very impressive. But the days of the blind benefit of the doubt are gone. I mean, we got to see it. He's a smart guy. They have smart people in their front office. But as you say, you know, there was reason to believe Hugh Jackson would be a good coach, and it all went to hell. a lot of it his doing, but also bad communication. So it's really hard to give anybody the benefit of the doubt until somebody actually wins now.
No question, Bull. And I think that you're right. You know, in terms of the people who are running the organization and who own it, yeah, they need a hit. And, I mean, even 8-8, 9-7, 10-6, my God, something that is some level of validation. You know, and now it also shifts more on the players, because I do think that it was, well, you've got Baker Mayfield, and you have this wide receiver, and you have Odell, and you have this guy and that guy, and we've replaced this person with that person. Now you start to look and say, okay, if we're bringing in another head coach, is this the right mix of guys to be able to figure out how to come together and win? And, Dustin, you know this maybe more than anybody, yeah, is that there are certain teams that have that feel about them when you're in them. I haven't played on a lot of winning teams when I played college football. It was maybe one, but you had a feel when you came out on the field that it didn't matter what was going to happen, we're going to find a way to win this football game. And I think, and Fox, you know this, you guys had that when you were in college. I don't know if the Browns have ever had that. And to me, that's got to come from the players at some point. Like, you rearrange the deck chairs on the coaching staff enough. At what point is it now, okay, this is the wrong mix of players to think that we're going to win under any head coach?
Andy Gresh is with us on the hotline. Andy, let me ask you about this whole Cam Newton thing as we shift gears a little bit here, because I know you're up there in New England area, cover the Patriots a ton. Tom leaves, goes to Tampa Bay. Everyone, at least people you know we talk to, feel like, hey, Tampa may take a New England may take a step back this year, rightfully so, without the greatest quarterback of all time. Now all of a sudden they signed Cam Newton, a former MVP, makes so much sense to me. You know, and it was kind of ironic they do it on the same day as the punishment getting doled out last night. But what do you make of the signing of Cam?
Yeah, it's a nice name, but I wonder about the fit in a lot of different ways. I did hear Devin McCourty a couple months ago on radio in New York City say, gee, I wonder why people would question if Cam Newton would fit into the way the Patriots do things. And a lot of that is also what we see on the outside, right? After the Super Bowl loss, you know, there's losing and then there's pouting over it. And to me, that's what Cam Newton did in the face of adversity. When I see, you know, just the way he acts sometimes, the way he, you know, he was flippant. He was very flippant with the female reporter as well. And I wonder if Cam is really going to pay attention to detail on the little things. We know what Cam Newton is as a football player, but is he willing to work hard to tighten up his game a little bit? They're not going to ask him to stand back there and throw the ball over the middle precisely like Tom Brady, but can he incorporate some elements of that? Does he need to change his footwork? I think personally, Cam Newton's a fastball thrower of the football, meaning it is on a line, it's on a dart, and you better catch it. Whereas if there are going to be some traditional elements of the Patriots offense mixed into what they're going to become, he's going to have to be a little gentle. He's going to have to be pinpoint. And do they just scrap it and work around that, or do they put some practical elements of their old offense in place for Cam to then adapt to? And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if at 31 this coaching staff will be able to look at him and say, here are the parts of your game we need to tear you down and build you back up. I hope Cam Newton is open to that, because there ain't no way he just walks in the door and they say, hey, you're the finished product and we're just going to work this around you. Cam's going to have to bend and work hard and win the job, even though some think he shouldn't have to, because this coaching staff is going to have a much different set of demands.
Well, Gresh, I do think it's a balance between what he does well and what they do well. And I would think at this point in his career, being with this organization, he'd be open-minded to it. And in the end, what's the downside here, right? I mean, this, we know what the upside is, because if it works, you know, they could be a playoff team. They could win a Super Bowl. Who knows? But it seems so little downside that it was, a tremendous move by the Patriots.
I would agree, Bull, under this condition, that they're committed to taking the offense where it's going to be in 2020. We know they're not going to run it the way Brady did.
Yeah.
But to your point, I think Bill Belichick wanted to go to a little bit more of a power running game last year and what they were 2 years ago in Gronk's last year, where you had him just annihilating people at the tight end spot. It was like having an extra offensive lineman on the field. I think given the way defensive personnel has changed, you can get to the point to where you can run it much more than you would have even, say, 2 or 3 years ago. But you add a running quarterback and those elements to the mix, it sort of expands your run game, and it forces the edge players to really have to be aware of the quarterback. And can they coach that up? Can they turn the power running game off of what Cam Newton or Jared Stidham? I got to be fair here, because who knows? Stidham may end up winning this job because he's been in-house and knows maybe what's going on, and plus is Cam dinged up. The whole point is, Bull, is that I don't think the Patriots offense is ever going to look the way it did under Tom Brady ever again. And it's not because Tom Brady isn't here. It's because I think there's going to be a conscious change to this offense this season off of these quarterbacks to now add the element of move.
This division, is it wide open, or is it still the Patriots as a favorite?
Wide open's a little much there, Fox. I would say it's between the Bills and the Patriots, realistically, in terms of winning the division. The Jets can't get out of their own way. Crazy Eyes Gase, I don't believe in him as a coach at all. He's going to turn into Fred Kitchens, in my opinion, pretty soon here. I like what they're building in Miami, but they're just not there yet. I think it's really a two-team race. And until the Buffalo Bills find a way to slay the Dragon in the regular season, you would favor the Dragon in this instance. But there's no question that the gap has closed dramatically. The name on the marquee may say Cam Newton, but I don't know if they're getting vintage Cam Newton walking in the door to give them that much of a separation between them and the Bills.
Gresh, good stuff, man. As always, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining us.
I love you guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, and hopefully I'll have another coach to make fun of here soon.
Hopefully not. I mean, hopefully we finally have a good coach, you know?
Well, let's hope so. Well, there's always Toledo or a directional school that, you know, Fox would be calling a game at or something like that. So we can always get into those weeds, too. Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Chris. Thanks, man. Andy Gresh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.